if you think that when Democrats are in power, things would be different, you're wrong. You lose, as the great Warner Wolf would say. Let's go back to the year 1998. Now, this is kind of like a little History Channel documentary. Let's pretend we're the History Channel here. When the Democrats were in power, when they controlled all the intelligence, when they were deciding what to think and do about Iraq, was it any different? Let's go back to 1998.
As the first bombs fall and the attack on Iraq gets underway, the president speaks to the nation.
Good evening. Earlier today, I ordered America's armed forces to strike military and security targets in Iraq. Their mission is to attack Iraq's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs. Saddam Hussein must not be allowed to threaten his neighbors or the world with nuclear arms, poison gas, or biological weapons.
But some felt the war wasn't justified. They pointed out that other nations also had weapons of mass destruction. President Clinton responded.
Other countries possess weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. With Saddam, there's one big difference. He has used them, not once, but repeatedly. And I have no doubt today that left unchecked, Saddam Hussein will use these terrible weapons again.
For years, the Clinton administration never stopped reminding the public about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. National Security Advisor Sandy Berger made it clear.
He will rebuild his arsenal of weapons of mass destruction. And someday, some way, I am certain, he will use that arsenal again, as he has 10 times since 1983.
Democrats in Congress, like Nancy Pelosi, joined the chorus.
Saddam Hussein certainly has chemical and biological weapons. There's no question about that.
In the Senate, Democrats like Jay Rockefeller continued to sound the alarm.
There is unmistakable evidence that Saddam Hussein is working aggressively to develop nuclear weapons. And will likely have nuclear weapons within the next 5 years. We also should remember we have always underestimated the progress that Saddam Hussein has been able to make in the development of weapons of mass destruction.
On television, Democrats like Joe Biden continued to warn the public.
He continues to attempt to gain access to additional capability, including nuclear capability. There is a real debate how far off that is, whether it's a matter of years or whether it's a matter of less than that.
But some wondered, couldn't the Democrats find another way to disarm Saddam Hussein without regime change? On Meet the Press, Tim Russert asked the First Lady.
Do you believe we could have disarmament without regime change?
I doubt it. I can support the president. I can support an action against Saddam Hussein because I think it's in the long-term interest of our national security.
But some didn't agree with Hillary Clinton. Some said, why not inspections? Why not give the inspectors more time? President Clinton responded.
The inspectors are saying that even if they could stay in Iraq, their work would be a sham. Saddam's deception has defeated their effectiveness. Instead of the inspectors disarming Saddam, Saddam has disarmed the inspectors.
But many continued to ask, was regime change really necessary?
The hard fact is that so long as Saddam remains in power, he threatens the well-being of his people, the peace of his region, the security of the world. The best way to end that threat, once and for all, is with a new Iraqi government. A government ready to live in peace with its neighbors. A government that respects the rights of its people.
But many thought the president wasn't considering the military losses we'd face, the civilian casualties.
The decision to use force is never cost-free. Whenever American forces are placed in harm's way, we risk the loss of life. And while our strikes are focused on Iraq's military capabilities, there will be unintended Iraqi casualties.
But was it really worth risking all those lives?
Heavy as they are, the cost of action must be weighed against the price of inaction.
But the most important question, how sure was President Clinton that Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction?
Saddam will strike again at his neighbors. He will make war on his own people. Mark my words, he will develop weapons of mass destruction. He will deploy them, and he will use them.
Well, there you go. If you want to accuse George W. Bush of something, sounds like you should accuse him of plagiarism. Sounds like he stole all those Clinton speeches. Anyway, let's take a call.